Toronto's warming centers have been operating at or near maximum capacity since the start of the year, according to data from the City of Toronto. For community advocates, the data confirms what is already common knowledge. More and more unhoused people are being forced to endure dangerously low temperatures outside, sometimes with fatal consequences. "Most of the folks that I encounter don't even try to enter warming centers," said Lorraine Lamb, an organizer with the Shelter and Housing Justice Network. "They know that the chances of getting inside any of them are so impossible." So far in 2025, Toronto's five warming centers have been 94% full, on average, with over half of warming centers operating at 100% capacity during the first 2 weeks of the year. Combined, Toronto's warming centers have space for a maximum of 242 people per night. The city estimates 11,144 people were actively homeless in Toronto in the last 3 months. The occupancy rate of warming centers began to increase dramatically on January 6, the data shows. That's when temperatures dipped to -9°C in the city center, kicking off a particularly cold spell that appears here to stay as a polar vortex is expected to move in. Between January 8 and January 14, the last week available in the City of Toronto dataset, warming centers were a staggering 99% full. Warming center data from years prior appear to show strain on the system steadily rising. The occupancy rate of warming centers in 2024 was 90%, on average, up from 84% in 2023. Maggie Helwig, rector of St. Stephen in the Fields, told Toronto Today last week that an elderly man who attends the church's drop-in dinner service was turned away from three warming centers because they were full. "He's sleeping on a heating grate," Helwig said. The St. Stephen Church was recently issued two notices of violation from the city for the small encampment just outside the church property. Lamb said a similar violation notice was given to another small encampment near the harbor front, ordering the residents to immediately clear the tent structures or city forces shall remove it. "For extra cruelty, the city dropped off these notices to one of the folks we saw. Warming centers are full, no surge capacity, and now you're making people dismantle the structures they've set up to keep warm? This is cruel." At Mayor Olivia Chow at Bravo Davenport at Osmolik https://t.co/lsfedoxoe3napic.twitter.com/p1benlee5vjv. Lorraine Lamb, at Lorraine Lamchop. January 9, 2025, in the face of the overwhelmed shelter and warming center system, Lamb called it bananas that the city is criminalizing people's attempted survival. Lamb pointed to social media reports that a woman sleeping outside in East York was found dead just before Christmas Eve when temperatures dipped to -17°C, according to posts on X. The woman died near the Shoppers Drug Mart at Coxwell and Danforth Avenues. "Where do we expect people to go?" she asked. Warming centers in Toronto are activated when temperatures dip to -5°C, with an additional two surge sites that open when temperatures reach -15°C. To Lamb, these requirements are arbitrary. She said warming centers should be open 24 hours during the winter months regardless of the temperature. The city added one new warming center at Metro Hall to its winter services plan this year, introducing 30 beds to the system. Despite this, city staff know the current level of service is still not enough to meet demand, according to Gord Tanner, general manager of Toronto's Shelter and Support Services. "We do not have the resources to accomplish this alone," Tanner told Toronto Today. He called on higher levels of government to support Toronto's homelessness programs through additional funding and resources. "The city will be opening its two surge warming centers and adding additional temporary spaces in the shelter system on Saturday at 5 p.m. in anticipation of the coming polar vortex," a city spokesperson told Toronto Today. "Those will be located in shelter areas not traditionally used for sleeping. The weather system could bring lows of -18°C on Monday night, with a wind chill in the -20s, according to the Weather Network.